Oh, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They are bright and sunny. We have Sergeant Willie Estrada Civic Center that on Friday afternoon had a issue with their sewer system, and they weren't able to address it until this morning, so they had work crews out there working on it. And at this point, they have been able to fix the problem, and everything's back up and online. The unfortunate thing is they weren't able to get word out to everybody. There was a AARP tax preparation they were hosting at the facility, and unfortunately, they had to cancel today's or Monday's, and folks showed up and they didn't know about it. But the Wednesday and the rest of the week, those tax preparations sessions are back on and everything's going fine. Unfortunately, the 32nd annual senior appreciation, or they also call it the prom, the senior prom, will be canceled tonight.
What kind of services does the Willie Estrada Civic Center offer in addition to tax preparation? Are they open for events and things like that?
They have events throughout the year. They have rentals. And when I talked to the building manager, she had said that some of the rentals looked like they were going to get postponed, but they are back on now. But they rent out the facility to several organizations. And in the past, they've held candidate forums for upcoming elections and some dances and other events like that.
Let's talk about the county commissioners. They are under, well, they are in the process of passing a resolution on whether or not White Sands National Monument becomes a national park.
Yes, they're going to be taking up in their next meeting whether or not they're going to sign on with the proposal to establish White Sands National Monument as a national park, which they've been considering for couple of months
It's been a couple of
now.
months. I think it's right
And
before
yeah.
the new year. You and I talked about it. What is the process of becoming going from being a national monument to a national park? How does that change admissions, the tax base, and all of that?
As far as that, it doesn't change it. It all stays the same. It's just there's a confusion with being a national monument. A lot of people look at it and they think it's like the Jefferson Monument or President Lincoln's monument, and they think it's like a physical structure
Which is it is
where
definitely not a physical structure. I mean, it's a structure, but it's an on-moving structure that changes all the time.
yes, there's the gypsum sand dunes out there, and it actually, and I believe that it's more of a park because there's a lot of things that people can do out there as far as walking the trails or taking the snow disk and actually sliding down the dunes like you would on a snow-covered mountain. And it's a pretty cool place, in my opinion.
Well, it's a place that I definitely, when I have family that comes to visit from out of town, we make it a point to take them to White Sands. And also, we make it a point to spend time in Alamogordo. So it's a great location for Alamogordo to be so near it.
Yes, it is. And it has a high visitation rate as far as places to go in New Mexico. It I'm being told that it's, you know, like a half a million people a year go out to the monument, and it's well visited, and it's a nice place to go out there. I go out there myself, just with me and my dog on the weekends. It's a really cool place to go.
And from what I understand, that is when it becomes a national park, it goes on to the National Park Service and gets more visibility.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see what the outcome is.
All right. Thank you, sir.